This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Lynn Neary. An independent scientist says the Gulf oil spill appears to be even larger than he had previously thought. That's based on video the U.S. Senate released Tuesday showing a dramatic gusher of oil coming from near the well's ill-fated blowout preventer. The scientist announced his updated figures yesterday at a hearing on Capitol Hill. NPR's Richard Harris was there.
Steve Worley went from being a respected but little-known engineering professor at Purdue University to being the center of attention last week. His claim to fame was producing, for NPR, a startling new estimate of the size of the Gulf oil spill. He said the flow coming out the end of the pipe could well be 10 times the size of the official figure. He used a well-established scientific technique called particle image velocimetry to measure flow from the largest of the three leaks near the seafloor. Worley has now analyzed the video of a second leak, and at a congressional hearing, he said that leak alone appears to be bigger than the official estimate of 5,000 barrels a day.
What I get is 25,000 barrels a day coming out of that tiny hole. That's a 1.2-inch hole, and it seems incomprehensible that so much oil would be coming out of that hole.
But Worley says the oil in this part of the pipe is under tremendous pressure. Add to that last week's estimate of about 70,000 barrels a day, and his total is now approaching 100,000 barrels a day. And there's still another leak he hasn't even analyzed yet. Worley's flow rate includes both gas and oil, so he says his figures may come down once he sees enough video to be able to quantify the amount of gas.
But from what I see in the videos, I don't see them coming down, the numbers coming down that significantly.
Congressman Ed Markey, a Massachusetts Democrat, called Worley to talk to his committee. Markey noted the huge discrepancy between Worley's numbers and BP's off-quoted guesstimate, which is based on a survey of oil on the ocean surface.
What is the likelihood that BP is accurate?
I don't see any possibility, any scenario under which their number is accurate.
Worley told the committee he would like clean video from BP and lots of it in order to sort out how much of the flow is oil versus gas and to figure out if the flow has varied since it began nearly a month ago. BP has started to provide more video to a Senate committee, but the oil company rejected a plan that would have produced an independent measure of the oil flow. Richard Caminelli from Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution told the committee he and a colleague had offered to put together an instrument that uses sound waves to measure underwater oil flow. He said BP was interested, for reasons related to their broken equipment, not the environmental consequences. Caminelli said at 3 a.m. on May 5th, he got an email from BP essentially giving the thumbs up. But then,
at 1 p.m. the next day, BP sent a message putting the project on hold.
BP said it was turning its attention to the containment dome. Turns out that didn't work, but even so,
our team was thanked politely by BP representatives for our efforts, and I've had no further communication with BP since May 6th.
Caminelli said he hoped to use the information about oil flow to help scientists measure the magnitude of a spill that's not only on the surface of the ocean, but also spreading deep underwater.
Understanding and knowing the total amount of oil that has been released is going to be critical so that we know how much was on the surface, we know how much remains subsurface, and we can track it and attempt to mitigate it.
BP's position all along has been that they're making an all-out effort to contain the spill, so putting a number on the outflow isn't a priority. Congressman Markey took issue with that.
This faulty logic that BP is using, of course, is unfortunately raising real concerns that they are hiding the full extent of the potential damage of this leak.
Markey scored one small victory yesterday. The Coast Guard told him he could post BP's live video of the oil and gas spewing out of the pipe on his congressional website. Richard Harris, NPR News.